Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 5 of season 7. If you've just joined, I am Robin from Out of Tired Witch Everywhere, and I'm joined by the beautiful, the ethereal, her tits are kind of out, Maria of Magic with Maria on everything.
Yeah, they're literally, co-hosts on this podcast.
Yeah, they literally have joined us. Thank you. Yes.
Oh,
Bertha, you're so welcome. And Jim.
What names?
That's what I've named your tits. You're welcome, honestly. Like,
yeah. No, thanks.
True. Correct.
Yes. So guys, we need some more voicemails for our coffee talk so we can hear. Yeah,
we did get
stories.
One, which we'll use next week probably.
Yes. But we need some more. So please, please, please.
Call us, babies.
Yeah. Please do. And that number is 351-207-0799. Now there is a 3-minute window. If you don't finish in that 3 minutes, just give us a call back. We'll put it together. Let us know who you are. Or if you prefer us not to.
Sure. Yes. And don't forget to join us on April 26th for our class hosted by Keldon Mercury, who we just had on an episode 2 or 3 weeks ago. Uh-huh. That is going to be on, I just said, April 26th. What's up? I'm hot. At 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, that will be on folk magic, spells, and charms. I'm excited.
Keldon's, I'm very excited. Keldon's
amazing.
I have
a lot of respect for Keldon, so I think it's going to be really wonderful.
I love that.
It's going to be great. I think we definitely need to move into the me singing portion of the episode. What do you think?
Yes, we'll have a musical episode. It'll just be you.
It'll just be me, like, it'll having little musical tics for the whole episode.
No one wants to hear me, like...
Nobody wants to hear me, girl. Be so for real. Like, everyone is actively begging me to shut up at this point. They're like, please, Robin, shut up. Please. The children are weeping.
The children are weeping.
If you've just joined us this episode, every episode we talk about upcoming... like astrological alignments and how you can utilize them in your magical practice. As a reminder, this season we are moving to astrological transits. Mm-hmm. If you are wanting to focus specifically on moon phases and what that looks like, you've got 6 amazing seasons that you can just shuffle through. And the captions tell you what moon phases that episode focuses on. So you don't even have to listen to us talk the whole time.
Yeah.
That being said, if I can pull up my little chart here, on April 10th, we have Mars conjunction Saturn into Pisces. This is kind of like a stop and go energy everywhere. So this is kind of like, it's following the solar eclipse. So it has got these frustrations, these blockages, and just general like burden of responsibilities that might halt progress for long-term plans. Because this is following that solar eclipse and it just deals with Mars in general, do make sure that if you have long-term plans that you are checking all of your boxes, you're going over things, and if you're doing spell work, perhaps don't. at least not on this day during anything that deals with long-term plans. I just don't think it's the right time. And instead, I would focus on more immediate spell work. So this is stuff that you're like, today, I want to make sure that my communication is super awesome at work or something like that. Nothing that is going to be like requiring a 7 or 14 day candle. Also on April 10th, we have the moon in conjunct. I can speak with Jupiter. This is basically giving you this optimistic start of the day, luck, confidence, and kind of mirrors what I was talking about with not having long-term spell work. Mm-hmm. So really on April 10th, this is all about immediate instant gratification spell work. Then on April 13th, the sun is moving into Aries. This is fueling high energy initiatives, independence. It's really giving us that fire. And of course, gives us Aries season.
Gives you Maria.
Maria's never going to let us live it down in that.
Hey, Cancer, don't even.
I'm literally a baby, so please have respect for me in these trying times. No. Thank you. No. But yeah, it's really just giving us this opportunity to, you know, revel in the Aries sun. On April 19th through the 20th, we have Taurus season beginning and Jupiter conjunct, I can speak with Aries. Hello. With the sun entering Taurus, it follows a massive, rare conjunction of Jupiter and Uranus on the 20th. That's why it's like bleeding over. Because of this, we have this like really quick and fortunate upgrades when it comes to finances, stability, and just agriculture. If you're somebody who plants your garden in key with the astrology, maybe it's mm-hmm. time to plant it on the 20th. This is also a time that we plant seeds for our long-term abundance and prosperity. So this would be the time that we are doing spell work when it comes to our money, etc. I think I did this correctly. I did. So also, the 20th is a Monday. So if you have not already started a money bowl, this would be the time to do it. This is the time. It's like literally perfect. And if you have a money bowl already, maybe give a little extra on that day. On the 21st, the sun is squaring with Pluto. This is the height of the 20th. And then it's immediately followed by some struggles, stubbornness and potential issues. So because of this, if we are looking at spell work, I would focus on communication openings for the 21st. And finally, and I'm not going to go into this because I've already said it a billion times, you can go back to the other episodes. On the 23rd, we have the full moon in Scorpio. Did I talk enough? Have I said enough things?
Yeah, you said enough things.
Do you have anything to add to my ever breathy explanation?
No, I really love Taurus season for like money bowls, stability, and really reassessing how you're spending your time and energy right now and yes. concentrating on the things that really matter in the long term. I mean, it's spring, so you're kind of thinking about your future harvests and all that. So
mm-hmm. both literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Also, because we did do our episode last week, I didn't get to make everyone wish you a happy birthday. And your birthday was yesterday as of recording this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which yeah. I also didn't wish you a happy birthday because I'm a really bad friend, even though I bought you a birthday present. I've got great tits and a great ass. I'm not expected to remember things. But if you are listening to this episode, everyone, go wish Maria a happy birthday. It was late. It's late because we didn't do our coffee talk last week.
No,
but better late than never, right?
Well, yeah, well, we celebrated over the weekend anyways because I had a dentist appointment on my actual birthday. So was it great?
Right.
No. Like my birthday, I was like, got a nerve block and my mouth felt like shit all day. So yeah. It was fine.
But I bet you feel so like less cavity riddled now.
I don't know. They told me I really need to get my wisdom teeth out. So that's.
Fuckers. And on your birthday, they would do that. That's pretty misogynistic if you think about it.
Well, they scheduled me on my birthday. So
they want you dead.
Exactly.
That's so fucked up. We should cancel the dentist, I think. Anyway, everyone, wish Maria a belated but sincere happy birthday because we didn't get to do it last week. So I previously said that it was the full moon in Scorpio on the 23rd, and I was lying. I was lying to you. And the reality is it's the new moon in Scorpio on the 23rd. What's up, baby? And like I said previously, go back to a previous episode. What? I'm allowed to be wrong. Oh!
You are. Yeah, you are. And it was my fault. Like, I was like,
It, you know what? At the end of the day, when all was said and done, it was your fault. And I thank you so much for being brave enough to say that.
I needed to look it up first before I was like, well, Robin, well, actually.
Well, and then actually, you're like, no. Actually, I think you'll find. No, you should have corrected me. Please, next time, do.
So, every episode, we talk about tarot. And previous seasons, we have gone over individual meanings of cards, and then we went over like the whole sections in tarots. Like we went over the minor arcana, the major arcana, what those mean, the court cards, the aces through the tens. Like we did it all. And then the season after that, we did themes, like what cards can represent friendship, what cards can represent love, what cards can represent, you know, all sorts of things. So we just felt like it would give like a deeper insight on how we view tarot and how different people also view tarot. But this season, we're kind of returning back to our roots and doing individual meanings of cards, but we're doing it with a twist of it being like a group reading. Now, as always, like sometimes these will not resonate. Maybe you're just not part of the group energy this time, or it's just something you're looking from,
we're actually, you know, looking from the outside. Out. You know how we all, you were worried about if everyone was talking about you? They were.
Tara's always talking about you.
They're one person. They literally were talking specifically about you, and they told the tarot. Could you imagine that being real?
Oh, no. Imagine our segments actually just singling out one single person who listens to literally our podcast. And they're always like, they're always so right. And everyone's like, oh, they're always so wrong.
We're literally talking about you, Brittany. Brittany, this one's for you. I was going to say Beth. That's so funny.
Okay, well, let's see what we get today. Okay, so we have two cards that decided to fall out. So we got, oh shoot, I forgot I changed angles. The Two of Swords. And then we also got the Ace of Cups. So these two together, for me, symbolizes like, okay. When I see the Two of Swords, it's kind of like people are telling us what to do and how to do it. And with the Ace of Cups being involved, it's kind of like they're telling you how to take care of yourself, how to fill your cup, and maybe even asking like a lot from you. And they're just kind of like draining you and draining you and draining you. But the Two of Swords to me is a big boundary card when it comes to this. This is like, I'm taking some time out. I'm listening to my intuition and my needs for a little bit. And I'm just kind of like drowning you out so I can tune in to what I really need and what I need to like thrive right now. And, you know, saying the word no instead of just like letting, you know, people, especially if you like live near like family and they constantly like ask things of you and you're already working and you're already doing all these things and it's just too much. So you're like, no, I'm taking this weekend to myself and I'm going to like, it's just a whole self-care weekend. So yeah, it's just offering you some time and some space to mentally get things together and to take care of yourself. How about you? How do you view this?
I really have no additions to this. It is very much like creating those boundaries and being like, hey, I need time for me to fill my own cup. So this also honestly feels very pointed at me because I was just ranting at my husband about something that I'll talk about off air. So this feels very pointed in my direction.
You overwhelming yourself.
This is actually about other me. People? Oh my god, you guys.
You're the person that
this is not about
out
any
on our
of you.
Segments.
This is about me.
Oh my gosh. So funny.
Yeah, I'm hilarious.
You are.
Thank you. Thank you for recognizing my power.
Oh, I do. We'll be right back. So this week we decided to talk about beverage magic, like all beverages, the sorts of things that we drink. And, well, you know, it's kind of like a mundane thing. You have drinks every single day. Why can't you add a little bit of magic to it?
Because I don't believe in drinking. Thank you.
Yes, Robin is just shriveled up and dehydrated constantly in the hospital.
I don't drink it. I just dip my water, my body into water and let my pores absorb it.
She's just in the bath. Get in me.
What's that movie with Owen McGregor where he does that? He like gets in the water because he's mm-hmm. a big fish.
Oh, I love Big Fish. Yeah. That was a good movie. Okay, way off topic. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Let's talk about beverages.
So, Robin, what is beverage magic to you?
I think it is the best low effort magic that one can do. Low effort mm-hmm. because exactly like you just said, we all drink water every single day. We drink beverages. Many of us are tea drinkers, coffee drinkers, etc. And it is such a simple way to like add an extra layer to something you're already doing where it's mm-hmm. like kitchen witchery, but it's also just like really low effort, low energy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, at its heart, it really is just potion magic. Potions mm-hmm. are literally stuff that you drink and take into your body. And mm-hmm. it's, you know, magical. But there's so many, like, what's great about beverage magic is that there's so many different ways to do it and mm-hmm. to make it personalized for what you need. And even if you don't like tea, like there's so many other things that you can use instead of tea, because I know that there's a lot of people out there like who cannot stand tea. Couldn't be me, but there's still so many options. And hopefully like through the segment, we give you some options on yeah. how to do that. But how about like what are some options that you see for people to use like for beverage magic?
Well, and this is going to surprise everyone, so please sit down. I drink a lot of coffee. I know, shocking. I know, it's shaking into your core. Please relax. Don't cry. I can see you trying. Please don't cry. It's okay. I drink a lot of coffee, so adding magic into my coffee and like aligning that with correspondence that exists already is, for me, the easiest way to do it. Mm-hmm. And this is going to sound like a real cheater thing to do, so please bear with me. But syrups mm-hmm. that are either made with intention that I make mm-hmm. or exist on the shelf.
Which is fine.
Yeah, like, it's everything. It's like I use being coffee, something from an Etsy I mostly witch. Use, I'll be honest, for abundance magic. Mm-hmm. Because the correspondences for abundance that exist in the world, the biggest one is like cinnamon. Mm-hmm. Hello, cinnamon mm-hmm. coffee, delicious.
Yeah, I like to do pumpkin spice for like abundance and protection for that abundance.
Ooh, pumpkin spice.
Yeah,
apple pie herbs too. Mm-hmm. Oh, and like you can put your like spices into like a French press with your coffee or into the mm-hmm. like brewer or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it all like cooks together.
Yeah, that's actually what I was going to say. I think if you want to go that one step further when it comes to like making your drinkable potions, mm-hmm. And to make a literal ritual out of it, like using the French press actually like puts your hands and body at work so you can put your intentions into the ground, you know, into the grounds as you do it. And then like the whole tea process and making tea is like a ritual all on its own, especially if you remain present as you're doing it. You're like, you're not on the phone. You're not like,
I've never taken a phone call in my life, but anyway.
You know, it's your quiet time. It's like a time that you're like thinking about stuff as you're making the coffee, watching it boil, not coffee, tea, and watching it boil and like picking out like steep, which tea that you mm-hmm. want to use that symbolizes what you want.
Tea especially, you can utilize.
Mm-hmm. That's so easy.
Within reason, very mm-hmm. similarly to taking ritual baths. Because mm-hmm. if it works for the bath, it probably is going to work for you as well. Obviously, I personally would not put salt in my tea. So mayhaps mm-hmm. we skip that step. But if you're doing like an abundance bath, if you're doing like a calm bath, that sort of thing, usually, okay, mm-hmm. I'm saying usually with a big fat asterisk, please do some basic, you know, Googling. mm-hmm. It's also edible. And so mm-hmm. you can make it into a tea.
Yeah.
And there's so many things like honey and sugar that you can add that will cut the things sweeten like
the spell
bitterness.
Too.
Sun and use tea to also, especially we're moving into spring and summer. Sun tea mm-hmm. is such a like an amazing just thing in general. Like yeah. I think sun tea is so good. But you can add that also as like that extra layer of like utilizing the, you know, masculine energies of the sun, the power mm-hmm. energies of the sun, etc. That mm-hmm. gives it that additional extra layer. And then you can yeah. utilize things like, you know, we've talked about transits. We've talked about planetary hours, that sort of thing. You can align those planetary hours mm-hmm. or the transits, et cetera, to your like tea making, just like you would with an oil, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. And even like I cold brew a lot of my coffee and teas. And so sometimes I set them out like during like full moons.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like that's already cold brewing on the counter. Like,
yeah.
As long as it's not too hot outside, like, why not just put it outside and let it yeah. get some of that, you know, moon water going for that particular thing. And yeah. obviously, you know, like with anything cold brew, unfortunately, with a lot of drinks besides like alcohol, like there is a shelf life. So you have to really think about what intention you want to use for mm-hmm. that particular night, and you need to use it as soon as possible. But
stupid. I think we should cancel cold brew. This is the truth. Big cold brew doesn't want you to know.
No, but I do love the idea of like making syrups, as you said, for like
it's so easy. It's so too easy. Syrup making is something so that easy. Yes, it's time consuming, right? But it isn't difficult, and it's something that has usually a longer shelf life, so you don't have to do all of that extra steps. I mean, unless you want to, mm-hmm. When it comes to brewing stuff, you can simply add it to your tea, and just like a magical oil, you've already put that intention, you've already put that, you know, thought, care, consideration, magic mm-hmm. into it, that it's just sitting in your fridge that you can go plop, plop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And good news for you sweet tea and coffee drinkers. You're literally adding an extra step to your like little ritual by sweetening it to make mm-hmm. it more, you know, either if you're doing something for like abundance or something, you're literally drawing in that energy and like sweetening yeah. how much you get. And, you know, even for like self-love or things like that, like, so even like as you're making syrups, because obviously syrup is like sugar, so mm-hmm. it's perfect for that.
Mm-hmm. You also have things like for adults, for grown-ups. Okay, if you're a minor and you're watching this is not mm-hmm. for you, because I would never condone illegal or illicit behavior. However, you can do cocktails and mocktails on this. We've mm-hmm. had Julia Helene Hadis come on before. She did a whole mm-hmm. class on it for us. She wrote a mocktail book. She has a cocktail book. Mm-hmm. And it's all about taking fun adult beverages and giving them that extra layer of mm-hmm. magical intention. And she goes into like fully like each spirit and how we can utilize that. And I think it's so good. Mm-hmm. I have her mocktail book because I don't drink. And it's incredible. I've made a couple of things for like little like parties that we've had. Not parties, that implies that I've got like a crazy friend group. I don't. But like cookouts that we've had.
Yeah.
Where it's like all about joy and happiness. And I've made them for people in that way. And it's been mm-hmm. it's been a hit.
And even, I don't think a lot of people know, but for, you know how they serve, they have like the THC liquor or even like non-alcoholic liquor where you, you know, it tastes like it. But even liquor in general. But you can literally infuse those with your own stuff. I would just use like a cold brew thing, but I literally do have an alcohol like infuser that it looks like a tea infuser, basically. Mm-hmm. And you just like shove whatever herbs that you want to infuse your liquor.
The word is shrub that I'm looking for.
I didn't know it had a name like that. That's crazy.
Shrub is like a apple cider vinegar, a vinegar based liquor alternative.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's basically just like a tincture that they infuse with like similar things to have like the similar notes as the alcohol that you can add it in.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. And I don't like, I don't want people to think that you have to like do everything by hand, especially if you are low spoon. Because if you're at like a coffee Yeah, if you're at a coffee shop or a tea shop and you order, like, let's say you order a mint tea, you can still put your intentions into that tea. Mm-hmm. You, like, stir it.
Or that's what I meant about the pre-made syrups as well. Lavender, mint, all that. Like, take your moment. Put your energy into that syrup or into that coffee or tea or whatever before you start drinking it.
Yeah. I mean, and then... tea bags in general are such a great like budget witchcraft thing because you can literally tear them open and use them for like different spells. But also just because you're using a tea bag doesn't mean you can't infuse other herbs if you want. Like let's say you want to use some mugwort or something like that. You can literally put it in like a tea ball and put it alongside the
tea ball.
Is that what they're
the
called?
Fuck is a tea ball? Hey, Queen, what's a tea ball? Let's talk about that. Let's explore what that might be.
I'm sorry. We call things.
You don't need to be sorry. I just don't know what it is.
The diffuser. Little metal diffusers.
The little metal balls. Yeah. I'm stupid. I didn't know what it was. That wasn't you. That was my fault. Sorry.
But you can literally put a pinch of like herbs that are normally like bitter that you don't want to overwhelm your tea along with like a tea bag. But I don't know, like beverage magic is such like a great way to utilize low magic. Well, not low magic, but low spoon, low energy.
Well, it is low magic. It's not high magic.
No, yeah, absolutely.
Like, technically
but that's not
speaking,
what I meant.
It is low magic. If we're going to be snooty ceremonialists about it. Actually, I think you'll find that that is low magic. We don't mess with folk magic. We should cancel all ritualists. What do you think? We should kill them. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. Please. I'm just joking. That was a joke. I would never mean that.
But what are your few of your like favorite correspondences for drinks that you do?
I do utilize mostly prosperity magic when it comes to drinks because I think that if I am setting myself up for the day for work, because I do work from home, it's kind of like that. You know that like there was that TikTok sound that was like money comes to me, bing bing bing, and it was like a like a beat, and like I don't really personally believe in those things. If you do, that's great for you, but it's not for me. But it, to me, aligns that kind of start to my day. Like, I'm going to have a good day when it comes to my job because I do work from home and I am self-employed and I do have to, like, draw that kind of energy in, you know?
Yeah.
It's not the only thing I use it for, but it is the majority of what I use it for, which sucks. We're just capitalist slaves.
Well, you're taking care of yourself.
That's true.
You've got to.
So going back to me having never done anything wrong in my life ever. What about you?
Yes, definitely coffee. I like it to use it for like spells I really need to push along and to hurry up. Like, it's for definitely quick spells. So if I'm like using cinnamon, I don't just use cinnamon for like prosperity or success, but also like if I need magically like a kick in the butt to actually energize my day and to get things done, I will do that as well. And as I mentioned with the pumpkin spice, adding some pumpkin spice to my coffee, which I do all year round, because it has, I'm trying to think, it has ginger in it. It does have cinnamon and it has cardamom. I don't know, but black pepper and orange in it, I think. I'm probably going to get like played, but no, if you look at all the ingredients onto on pumpkin spice, like it all does equal like totally abundance magic and protection.
And also magic. Like what a budget friendly way. Yeah. Getting everything in there.
I even like to use masala too, like garam masala. In my coffee? Oh yeah, it tastes so good.
I mean, I know it sounds so weird, but I would have never thought to do that.
Yeah, it's really yummy, and I haven't done that in a while. And I'm trying to think about what the correspondence is. I think I used it for like self love, like all the ingredients kind of like match up to love or self love. And then I do use tea magic quite a bit, and I do exactly what I said, which I use mint a lot for, like, as you said, prosperity work. And I put my own, like, herbs. Like, maybe I'll put some, like, oh, my God, of course, I'm blanking now. Like, birch leaves into, like, a little thing and just, like, adding some, like, additional, like, helpers out. But I have, like, this whole, like, tea station back there. And, but no, I just, like,
tea person.
Yeah.
I never have been. I use it more for like medicinal purposes.
And Scarlett and I, we know a lady that she does like baking for like Derby and things like that. And she makes like herb infused sugar cubes.
Oh,
for
okay.
like tea and coffee. And I thought that is so cute.
That is really cute.
Yeah. And
have you seen the people who put like the strawberries in sugar and then they like allow the strawberry to like eat the sugar and turn that into syrup?
No.
I want to try it so bad. I think I'm going to do it with our because I have a blueberry bush, and I think I'm going to save all my blueberries this year and try to make blueberry infused sugar syrup that way.
Delicious.
Yeah. Like, we'll see. Homegrown.
But I just with like beverage magic, I think it's such, I love the idea of like drinking a potion and drinking it and taking it in like, you. It's very
like Sabrina Spellman.
Exactly. Absolutely. it's just very magical, the whole like brewing and, you know, cackling over your your teapot or your coffee maker and then being like, ha ha ha, I made a potion.
Witchcraft.
A potion.
I am a witch.
And like you're also involving all of the elements too when you're making a lot of beverages, especially if you use heat, which is pretty, you know, you're basically calling them as you are brewing and making your potions, which is so cool.
Robin, what is stirring your cauldron right now?
First of all, the whiplash on that was crazy. Laughing in general, which is ironic given the fact that we're currently laughing right now. Was on Steve Berg's podcast yesterday called High Strangeness, and it was just so like all we did was laugh the whole time, and I'm so into that. I am like, you guys, I'm really into laughing right now, everyone. Laughing is so in right now. But I am, like, I have been feeling really good. I have been having a good time. We've been doing the D&D stuff in the Patreon, which has been so sweet and fun, but also just funny. Like, we've been having a good laugh. I don't know, just good moods in general. I'm really into laughing this season. Have you guys tried it? Yeah. And also, just while I have a live audience, I also am making a stuffed Miffy for my niece. She doesn't have arms yet. That's happening today.
So cute.
But isn't that so cute? Can you just die? So I just needed, because I had the floor, everyone to tell me how cute that is. Yeah, that's what's stirring my culture.
Laughing is so important right now. Finding some joy.
Finding joy in the hell.
Finding joy in hell.
In hell. Welcome to hell, everyone. Let's see if the atomic war starts tomorrow. So, Maria, what's not stirring your cauldron this week?
Oh, I'm going to tell you. So, remember those walks I said I've been going on? And all of a sudden, I was like having post-nasal drip and my throat was getting super irritated. I'm like, what the hell is going on? And at first I was like, is it heartburn? No. And so I was
stop. We're going to time out. We're going to take a couple steps back here. You had a post-nasal drip and you went, is it heartburn?
Yeah, heartburn causes it. You didn't know that?
Girl, you need to get the fuck off Reddit. That is the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I had it last year when my stomach was upset. That was a big thing.
Really?
Yeah. It's horrible.
I'm
going to
medically gaslight you right now. That sounds crazy.
It's the burning. When the acid comes up your throat, your mucous membranes protect your throat by creating mucus. And so I thought
that's disgusting. All right. Anyway, you were wondering if it was heartburn.
Yes. Yes. And so it wasn't. So I decided for fun to try some Flonase because I can't take antihistamines.
That makes sense. I can't either.
So I was doing that. I was feeling pretty good and I forgot it one day and I was like, I'll be fine. I mean, maybe I was just silly about like what I
maybe
was experiencing.
It was just heartburn. Maybe I had too much salami today.
Exactly. Well, see, I added Coke Zero for a little bit of whimsy in my life and I was like, maybe that
I
was
need
it.
You to know that sometimes when you talk, you sound so insane. Like, I know what you're saying because I know you, but the way in which you are saying the most insane shit just back to back is so crazy. You were like, yeah, I had a runny nose because of my heartburn, but that's because I had a Coke Zero for whimsy. Like, what are we even doing here?
Look, my body is a dumpster truck. So adding anything to it is like a science experiment. So anyways, I forgot to take my Flonase and oh my gosh, I think it was because Scarlett and I went into the city to spend, you know, time for my birthday.
Yeah.
And it was like I got punched in the nose and all of a sudden post-nasal drip became just nasal drip. And I was like, it was awesome. So great.
I do love Flonase though. It is such a godsend for those of us who can't take antihistamines.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sticking SSRIs.
Scarlett, our goddess, went and got me some since we were out and we stopped at a store and picked up the expensive extra Flonase. Now I have three floating around the house. So
I love that for you. I love that journey for you.
One in my purse, one in the kitchen, one in the upstairs bathroom.
I'm obsessed.
But yeah, so now going on walks, I'm now like, oh my gosh, I'm going, like, is my head going to explode? Is a Flonase going to work? This is so amazing. I can't wait for allergy season to be done.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm old. Listen, I'm not here to tell you how to live your life. Okay. I'm literally just a girl. But every year when you describe South Carolina spring, plus the fact that you're in a queer relationship in the South, every day we inch closer to the fact that you need to get the fuck out of there.
I know.
That's crazy. The state is trying to kill you.
The state is trying to kill me. Guys, I don't know if I've mentioned this, but no, I have on previous seasons. The South Carolina's pollen season is insane.
It's crazy. It's like so sheets of pollen gross. Dropping from the sky.
It's some days it looks like snow. It's so nasty. Oh.
If you've just joined us this week, every week we talk about creatives that we are loving right now. These can be shops, social medias, books, art, other podcasts, just anything that we are fucking with right now. As a reminder, we do take a listener submitted choice. So if you have someone that you think the community would love to hear, shoot us a message, shoot us a DM, shoot us an email, whatever, and we will do our best to get them shared. That being said, Maria, who are you fucking with this week?
So this was actually a gift from Robin. And if you're on our YouTube, watching our YouTube. Yes.
Oh my God, look how cute it is.
Yes, it's the Grim and Ghostly tea set from Lively Ghosts. And it is so cute. It is so, I don't know, like Nightmare Before Christmas, but you know.
It's very Beetlejuice coded. But like Beetlejuice the cartoon, not Beetlejuice the movie.
Yes. And I really like the like thin part down here. It's so different from other teacups, which is very cute. But yeah, Robin got me this and I love it. And it's
because I forgot to wish you a happy birthday, but I did remember your birthday.
You did say happy birthday when it got delivered and I told you that it arrived. So
you did your work.
Thanks. I did my part, even if it was the wrong day.
As I said, yesterday did not feel like a birthday. It's fine. But how about you? Who you loving?
So if you are in the Discord, you will have already seen me share this, but there is a creator called Taxisquirmy, and they make worm themed taxidermy where it is like it's polymer clay, so it's not actually a worm. Okay. It's not a little dried worm, but it looks like a living wiggling worm, and they like spell like live laugh love and stuff like that out of worms, and I'm so obsessed with it. I want one so bad, like so unbelievably bad. This I know that I say that about pretty much everything I say on this podcast, but when I tell you that a worm-themed sign is something that I need more than I need oxygen is crazy. So I have been stalking their account hoping for drops. I'm probably going to miss it again, but this will be the thing that I try to do for the next like 5 years until I get one. I want one so unbelievably bad.
This is very interesting. They look real.
They look real. And it's like so me coded, isn't it?
Yes.
I need one so bad. Like so fucking bad.
They make snails too.
I know.
Oh my gosh. I love a good snail. That is so cute.
I'm obsessed. I must have it. I must have it. They do like worm earrings, but I have like dog butthole ears, so I unfortunately cannot wear them, but I am so fucking obsessed. I want one so bad, so bad. Yeah, so that leads us to our listener choice, which is Sunny Creative. This was actually dropped again in the Discord in our shop local section. It is a laser cut jewelry business. Very cool. Like literally very cool. The person who got them got like these like cat earrings.
Mm-hmm.
Very cute and cool. I don't know. I am fucking with them. they do a bunch of really cute earrings though, and like hair clips and stuff like that. And it's all that like laser cut resin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I so like cute. The hair clips. Hair clips are very so cute. I love a good fun hair clip because I wear hair clips a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I have little short hair now, but I used to wear hair clips a lot. A snail, not a snail, you stinky butthole. That's for our live chat listeners. Well, thank you
all so much for joining us this week. We hope to see you again on April 17th for our next Coffee Doc episode, or on April 24th for the 6th episode of Season 7. You can keep an eye out on our social media or head to our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com, to find out more information and see what we are up to. And don't forget to join us April 26th for Keldon Mercury's class on folk magic, spells, and charms.
And additionally, our Patreon Magical Beginnings offers our special 25-minute part 2 episode, a huge library of articles about witchcraft, a Discord community full of fun events and discussions. We even have tiers offer one-on-one conversations with Robin and myself. If you want to talk about witchcraft, we could talk about witchcraft. If you want a tarot reading, we can do a tarot reading for you. But yeah, you should definitely check it out.
Yes, please. And if you love our sexy, sensual chef's kiss voices, or if you're watching from live and you've seen Bertha and Jim, take a moment to review us from whatever streaming service that you are tuning in from, such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or something else. We love reading your reviews and rating us with 5 stars, but really rating us at all helps us to be seen by others. Thank you so much to everybody who already has and everyone who will in the future. We appreciate you.
Yeah, again, this is Coffee and Cauldrons.
With Robin from At a Tired Witch Everywhere.
And I'm Maria from Magic with Maria Everywhere. And this is Bertha and Jim.
Bertha and Jim. I'm going to make stickers for Bertha and Jim. They're just going to be like, you know, like when you can do the word warp where it like is in a circle. I'm going to do Bertha, Jim.
And just do pasties.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. I think that'll be our top seller. Oh my god. All right, are you ready?
Yeah, yeah.
One, two, three.
Bye, witches. My voice is cracking.
It's because you're going through puberty.
Yeah.